Hey, it's Henry here with Short Puppy Syndrome, episode 6. sorry, I stole this jingle off GarageBand. So what do you think of the new theme? I don't know. It's gonna end in 20 seconds, so bear with me. Yeah, so episode 6. I was actually thinking today, if I was smart, I would have started my podcast at episode 100, and then I would be up to 106 already. That would have been pretty cool. I actually read a book that did that once. I think it was Jerry Seinfeld. He wrote this book once. And the first page was actually page 200, I think. And so the idea was, he was saying that you could go to work the next day and tell people. How long is this song? Hang on. Oh, there we go. Yes, so he said the idea was you could go to work the next day and tell people, oh, I read this really good book last night, eh? I'm already up to page 220. So oh, well, I'm actually in a bit of a depressed mood today because last night we had our election and the Conservative Party won. So we've got a new Prime Minister in Canada, Stephen Harper. We'll see. He does seem like a nice... Well, he seems like... I don't know about a nice guy, but he seems like a pretty smart guy. So maybe it won't be as bad as I'm afraid. Because the thing is, yeah, like the United States has a conservative government. The Republicans in Australia has a conservative government. And I'm a bit scared of them. But we'll see. At least it's a minority, which means that he can't do anything in Parliament without getting some of the other parties to support him. So that is definitely a good thing. Well, today I got home from school and my mum, she was actually napping because she was up all night with my sister Chloe, who has an ear infection. Poor Chloe. I really feel sorry for her because I used to get ear infections and they were really nasty. They used to keep me awake. I had them up until I was about 14, so hopefully she'll outgrow them because they really do hurt. The old ear infection. She was up crying all night. So my mum must have been, I guess she was trying to get some sleep while the girls were sleeping too. So when my brother and I got home, I said to my brother, okay, just go into the lounge and play your PlayStation 2 and just leave mum alone. Because he's kind of, I'm trying to train him to manage the parents, if you know what I mean. Because he's kind of at that age where he still wants his mum to do everything for him, but he kind of knows that, yeah, he will get into trouble if he does the wrong thing. And but, yeah, he is old enough, I think, to kind of do stuff for himself. So, but I sent him to play PlayStation 2, and he started saying, oh, but I'm supposed to do my homework first. And I said, nah, dude, don't worry about that. Mum is asleep, so just enjoy yourself. And then, came around to dinner time, mum was still sleeping, so I said, right, I'm going to go order us a pizza. And he said, oh, we better wake up mum and ask her if we can do that first. She'll get mad if we buy pizza. And I said, dude, trust me, if we let mum sleep, she will be so stoked that she won't care. But of course, as soon as mum came, she woke up, he ran up to her and said, mum, Henry ordered pizza for dinner. Little brat. I've still got to teach him a lot. But anyway, yeah, so Chloe with her ear infections, it's really bad because we're planning on, my mum was going to come to Australia with me in March for my brother's wedding, and she was going to bring the girls too, but the she took Chloe to the doctor yesterday, and the doctor said it's probably not a good idea for her to be flying, because that could potentially really stuff up her ear canal flying for 24 hours, obviously. When she's prone to ear infections, so doesn't look like she'll be able to come to Australia in March, and so it doesn't look like my mum is going to come either. So I don't know, but looks like it's just going to be myself flying for my brother's wedding, which is a bummer. I was really looking forward to the whole family heading down under, but doesn't look like it's going to work out that way. Anyway, I'm going to go straight on to NAF stuff because I've got two things that are NAF today. I've got some NAF food and I've got some NAF fashion. So first of all, NAF food is Cadbury cream eggs. They're back. Yes. I love these things. Cadbury cream eggs. I usually have one a day. And like the ironic part is, I hate eggs, but I love Cadbury cream eggs. They are just so sickly sweet that you'd get a rush eating them. So I always get excited about when Cadbury cream eggs come back for Easter. And I do definitely get sick of them by the time Easter does finally come around, but I did buy two today because I just noticed they're back. And McDonald's, they usually bring out the McFlurry, the Cadbury cream egg McFlurry for Easter. And I don't believe they have brought them out yet, but I will keep everybody posted. Yes, as soon as they're out, you'll hear about it from me because they are pretty good. So it's time for NAF fashion, and I'm going to talk about pajama bottoms. You know the plaid pajama bottoms? I love these things. I get mine at Old Navy, but the ones, yeah, you can get them anywhere. And they are so comfortable. That's just all I wear around the house these days. I have three pair. I have a green pair, a brown pair, and a blue pair. And the blue pair are my favourites. And I used to wear jeans all the time, but these things are just awesome. See, you actually got them for Christmas, so that's why I really started to get back into them. And I've actually seen, mainly girls, I've seen them wear them, you know, the plaid pajama bottoms out in public, which I don't necessarily condone. I don't know if that's a good look. But around the house, there's nothing better, right? In Australia, they are known as tracky dacks, but, yeah. I want to learn how to say tracky dacks in French and German. I think that'd be a useful thing to know. Well, I don't have a Kiwi joke today, but I thought I'd play some stand-up by Dane Cook instead. So he did this little routine on Burger King, which I thought was pretty funny, so I'm going to play it now.
So many crappy... The first job I had, right? The first job when I was 17 was Burger King. That was the first job that I had, right? I didn't want to call it Burger King either, because, like, you know, so I used to call it the BK Lounge. If the girls were like, where do you work? I was like, I work down at the BK Lounge. I'm a bouncer at the BK Lounge. Can we get in? Not without Coops. Not without Coops, baby. So I get the job because I have one older brother, my brother Daryl, he's the manager, and I'm like, this is going to be awesome because my bro, manager, hooked me up. He was a dick. He thought he was the Burger King, you know what I'm saying? He sucked. He would put me on drive-thru every single night. Why to this day do people insist on yelling at the drive-thru? It's modern technology. I'd have my little headset. Hi, welcome to Burger King, man. Please take your order. Sir, whopper no onion! Excuse me, I'm fucking bleeding from the ears here, okay? Let's turn the main down a tad, okay, Skid Row? Large fry, motherfucker! I can't hear you, Burger King! Are you ready to rock, BK Broiler? I would rather have had people yell. It was when people didn't talk loud enough. That drove me crazy. I'd have like 10 cars out there, and I'd be like, hi, ma'am, may I please take your order?
Cheese, pickles, what do you want? What do you want? Is there bun seeds? No bun seeds. What do you want? What? No. Yes, no. Cheese, extra pickles, what, how much? Cheese.
Ma'am, I can't. Hello?
Pickle, extra pickles, cheese, bun seeds, ice. And pickles, all my pickles, and some extra pickly pickles, cheese pickles.
Okay, are you trying to molest me via drive-thru? What are you saying?
Chicken tenders, sweet and sour sauce on my pussy.
Drive around, get some sauce. Drive around, ma'am. Sauce, sauce. She wants it her way. That's our motto. Come on, sauce. I took a lady's order one time. I'll never forget this. I go like this. I go, ma'am, that'll be $3.75. Please drive around. And there's like this long pause. And then she goes, where do I go? you go? You follow the one fucking road you're on. Where do you... Okay, ma'am, you're going to go to the Texaco station, take a right, go 5.5 miles southeast. You're going to see a guy in a yellow poncho. His name is Hank. He'll take you to the Whopper Lair. That's where you go. And you've got 10 minutes to get there, or we take your food.
Oh, man, that is pretty funny stuff. Yeah, his whole CD, I really recommend it because it's so good. And I just laugh really loud when I listen to it. But I would have to recommend that you do not listen to it in public because you will roll on the floor in stitches laughing. And people will possibly think that you are crazy because it is so funny. Well, I don't really have a journal prepared today. I guess I could do something randomly, but that probably would not work out very well. So I think I'll just have to do that, save that for next time. So I should talk about something. Well, today was a Mufti day, which means at school, which means that we got to wear whatever we want, because usually we have to wear a school uniform. But we were raising money today. Well, once a month there seems to be some random charity that we're raising money for, so we pay $2 and we can wear Mufti. I'm not even sure what the charity was today, but... So that was pretty nice. Got to wear my Billabong gear. Actually, that's one nice thing about having a cast on your arm, is that it means it's not possible to wear the usual long sleeve shirt. So that means for the last couple of weeks, I got to wear my sports uniform to school. So that's pretty cool. Actually, you know what? My uniform is not that bad. Like, it's just a long sleeve white shirt and black pants. So, can't really complain. It just gets to be a pain having to iron it all the time. It is pretty nice to just wear normal clothes every now and again. And that's why I love my pajama bottoms when I get home. That's the first thing I do, is get changed. So, just looking at my notes. Oh, I was going to talk about this book that I got. It's called The Game. It's a really interesting book, but I've only read about 70 pages of it, so I probably will wait till I finish it to talk about it, but it's really interesting. It's basically about men that try to pick up women, like the different tricks they use. And it sounds kind of sleazy, but it's pretty interesting stuff. Actually, I think I might read a passage just because it's pretty interesting. Okay, just a sec. Okay, so just to give you a bit of background, the author, Neil... So he's gone into this bar, right, with his mentor, who's trying to teach him how to pick up women. And so he's seen this lady that he likes, and he's gone up to talk to her, and she's actually already talking to two men. And somehow he manages to get this lady to ignore the two men, and he got her attention. And he's actually leaving the bar now with this woman. Okay, so... So when the bar closed, Eleanor and I moved outside, so I put my arm around her. This time, however, she backed away. As I took a step toward her to try again, one of the guys she'd been with in the bar arrived. She flirted with him as I stood there stupidly. When she turned back to me a few minutes later, I told her we should hang out sometime. She agreed, and we exchanged numbers. Mystery Sin and the boys were all in the limo, waiting, watching the whole exchange go down. I climbed inside, thinking... I was hot shit for number closing in front of them all. So number closing is getting her number. But Mystery wasn't impressed. "You got that number close," he said, "because you forced yourself on her. You let her play with you." "What do you mean?" I asked. "Have I ever told you about cat string theory?" "No." "Listen, have you ever seen a cat play with a string? Well, when the string is dangling above its head, just out of reach, the cat goes crazy trying to get it. It leaps in the air, dances around, and chases it all over the room. But as soon as you let go of the string and it drops right between the cat's paws, it just looks at the string for a second and then walks away. It's bored. It doesn't want it anymore." "So?" "So that girl moved away from you when you put your arm around her, and you ran right back to her like a puppy dog. You should have punished her. Turned away and talked to someone else. Let her work to get your attention back. After that, she made you wait while she talked to that dork." "What should I have done?" "You should have said, "I'll let you two be alone," and started to walk away, as if you were giving her to him. Even though you knew she liked you more, you have to act like you are the prize. I smiled. I think I really understood. I mean, holy crap, like as mean as that sounds, that's actually makes a lot of sense, really, when you think about it. Like, if a girl does that, like, if she flirts with another guy in front of you, like, she is playing mind games. At least in a way it is. So, by walking away, that's saying, I'm not going to play your games, and, like, if you want to, like, if you want to spend some time with me, then by all means, come and talk to me. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, really. So it's definitely an interesting book. Teaches a little bit about psychology and yeah, we'll see if it helps me out with the ladies. Oh yeah, I was going to have a little rant about Adam Curry, but I don't think I will. I was just going to say, so, when I first got into podcasting, I guess back around July of last year, like one of the very first podcasts that I subscribed to was Adam Curry. But like as I started listening to more and more podcasts, I wasn't really listening to the Daily Source Code very much. But I thought, well, since I've started doing my own podcast, I should start listening to it, just because he, you know, it is kind of like the podcast for podcasters, if you know what I mean. So I resubscribed last week, and holy crap, today I had to unsubscribe. He does a lot for podcasting, and I do respect that, but the guy's a wanker. I mean, like, today his show was, I think it was an hour and 15 minutes. Like, an hour and 15 minutes? Like, seriously, I can listen to the Nodcast for half an hour every day, no worries, that's fine. But an hour of the Daily Source Code? No way, I'm not doing that. Because, yeah, I know he plays a lot of promos, which is awesome. But it's just the way that he kind of rambles and he just talks about, like, how he likes tea and how, like, he's about his wife. It's not interesting to me, so maybe I'll try again in a month or two. Like, I know he was, like, I'm involved in the origins of podcasting. Like, I'm not exactly sure what the story is, but I know that he is pretty well respected. Which is awesome, but I just don't want to listen to the Daily Source Code. Okay, so on that note, that's the end of today's show. I'm going to play a song now, and it's How Low by Against Me.
Now I wake up around 4 or 5, eat, shower and get dressed, and I'm about an hour's time. Take my vitamins, check my messages, and call around to some friends. Make plans for dinner and drinks sometime after 9. Definitely gonna call it in early tonight. Need to dry out, take some time to clear my mind. But before you know it, here I am again, fucking 2 o'clock in the morning, standing in a bar with today's the day I'm putting them into action. But before you know it, here I am again, fucking 6 o'clock in the morning, rolled up dollar bill in my hands. How long? Narcissism, I'm sick to death of being cold.